Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's Hillary Clinton teaching young girls how to delete emails. But this was back in the mid-90s when the internet was brand new. So those girls were probably teaching Hillary how to delete her own emails instead. Ma'am, you'll never get away with treason if you don't use more bleach. But the kids are probably asking her where her sledgehammer is, because you have to completely destroy the hard drives. Initially, I thought that Hillary here was teaching them how to delete witnesses instead, and she probably told them that her husband has friends their age. Up next, here's what happens when you tell women that you bring home 6 figures a month. Oops, looks like her top fell off. Good thing she put it back on after she understands that those are the 6 figures. I don't know, because these days, the prices that GW charges you, you still gotta make pretty good money to get 6 figures a month. Inflation Nation is real. Number three, in case you missed it, Michelle Obama missed both Jimmy Carter's funeral and Trump's inauguration. It just wasn't the same without him. But seriously, it makes me wonder what the Trumpster did to piss Big Mike off. Then again, it was probably a health issue involving the prostate. Here's Trump telling Obama to give his regards to Michelle, and that we're sorry he can't attend. You just know that everyone is going to want to know what the two of them were talking about. Moving on, Justin Bieber has unfollowed Usher on Instagram. According to Jaguar Wright, Diddy was trying to get his hands on Bieber. Usher eventually managed Bieber and handed him over to Diddy for 48 hours. What kinds of PDF delights happened in that time we'll never know about. Looks to me like it's possible that gay American rappers couldn't keep their hands off this young feminine-looking Canadian boy. Then again, he also disconnected with Haley on social media, and she's his wife. Maybe he's also getting a divorce. Number five, here's that time when Serbia's president handed Meloni, the prime minister of Italy, 2 dozen roses when they met. You'd think that he was some sort of Slavic incel, but he's married to this woman named Tamara. And this just proves that power and fame in men is an aphrodisiac for women. Even ugly men become attractive with status. Alexander Vucic here is probably an Assad in the making. If he gets thrown out of office and loses his power, Tamara will probably leave him. Up next, here's Andrew Tate spilling the beans on female nature, saying that their primary job is to find one customer for life and he's usually their boyfriend or husband. If they fail at this task, then they do Lonely Fools content, which is the same game, but only with more than one customer. I don't think he's wrong. I think the media overlords hate him because he's red-pilling men about female nature, and that's why they're pushing to lock him up for life. Number 7, a billionaire tycoon is attacked for hiring a private fire crew to protect his luxury outdoor mall from the LA wildfires. And his mall ended up surviving, but everything else around it burned down. So there go all of his clients. But the bigger issue here is that leftists hate the free market, even when guys are being paid a fortune to risk their lives to save his property. Leftists only wish they had his kind of money to protect their own property. This guy also ran for LA mayor and he lost to Karen Bass. It's too bad he wasn't the mayor. Then the fires wouldn't have been this bad. Moving on, this woman found a chat and says that they both agree that they were looking for something casual that lasted only a month. The first time they met up and bumped uglies, and after that he ghosted her. So basically he just wanted a one-time fling and tricked her into thinking that it was going to last a month. She wanted it to last a month because she was probably hoping he would catch feelings and stick around and commit to her. She was trying to play him, and she got played instead. Number 9, we could have had it all if it weren't for that pesky inflation. Burritos went from 89 cents to $5.36. Those were the days back in the late 80s and early 90s. Bitcoin fixes this because if you own it for the long term, then your burritos keep getting cheaper. At least we'll always have 99 cent cans of Arizona iced tea and cheap hot dogs and pizza at Costco and IKEA. Also in the past, the burritos were much closer to real meat. Up next, Michael Caine first saw his wife Shakira Bakhsh on television in a coffee ad in 1971, and now he's been married to her for over 52 years. But does he really look happy though? Honestly, it's kind of hard to tell, because that pain in his eyes today could actually have something to do with age. Plus, let's not forget that he's British and that it's illegal to smile in the UK under any circumstances. Now it makes sense why Roger Moore would always smile with his eyebrows. Number 11, the Daily Mail says that overweight and out-of-shape women battling the LA wildfires were slammed. If they mean slammed like in wrestling, then I'm guessing they were too heavy for that to happen. We need meritocracy in the fire service. Without it, all the insurance companies will pull out of California, and the place will end up burning down. The only thing being slammed by fire people like these are McDonald's milkshakes. They were probably hoping the fat would be mistaken for muscle and that they wouldn't actually have to help anyone. Moving on, a guy got into an argument with his wife and she locked his glasses. But why would she do such a thing? Maybe she doesn't want to take time to apply her makeup tonight. It could also be that she lost an argument and this could be your petty way to get back at him. If she locked my glasses, I'd change the locks on the house while she was out, as you know, a joke. Besides, I may be blind without my glasses, but I can still see through her BS. Number 13, a wealthy woman repeatedly raped a 14-year-old in the park, and she'll probably only get a slap on the wrist. America seems to only prosecute PDF files if they're men with a recording deal. The real question to ask is, where were all the horny older women when I was a teenager? Also, she might be wealthy, but that looks like the ugliest house I've ever seen. Just because you have money doesn't mean you have taste. Up next, this woman who married a rag doll claims that he cheated again. Translation, a woman that wants to get married to a real man instead of a Muppet has paid the Daily Mail to write another crazy story about her to get real men's attention so that some guy falls in love with her and wifes her up for real. No, this woman doesn't have multiple personalities. And no, we don't need to reopen the insane asylums for women like this. This is just about attention from men. Number 15, this teacher defends her sexual relationship with a student by arguing that his grades improved when they got together. Of course they did. She was playing favorites, and I take it that she was grading his papers. She's hot, so some male judge will go easy on her. The really sad thing about this story is that this is what teachers look like today versus what they looked like when I was a kid. The Dark Crystal was awesome, though. The crystal method almost made their entire Vegas album around samples from it. Moving on, Kimberly says that using big words is another form of white supremacy, because blacks who live in urban areas don't have the same access to edumacation as whites do. That might have been true before the internet, or television, or radio was created. Hell, they even hide big words in things called books, and the last time I checked, you can get those for almost free these days, especially at a library. This idiot also had her account suspended. I wonder why. Number 17, someone reveals that what first appears to be a dress on those bathroom signs is actually a cape. But Terry asks why her apron is on backwards. Forget about that, why isn't she wearing any pants? Regardless of if it's a cape or an apron, it's inappropriate either way. If you saw women walking into the kitchen with an apron and no bottom on, would you smash or would you pass? And just wait until she brought you a sandwich. Up next, there are plenty of men out there that have a trading setup like this, and yet they still end up losing 99% of their net worth. Of course, because money flows from impatient hands to patient hands. Let's also not forget they have horrible neck tension staring up at the moon. But in reality, when they say that their investment is going to the moon, this is actually what really happens. If you tell him to buy the dip, he'll scream back with what? Number 19 looks like Zendaya is increasingly desperate for movie roles. She also looks like she's on her way to audition for a Cher biopic in that outfit. And no, I'm not kidding, because Cher outfits for Cher wore back in the 1970s. So Zendaya is now trying to be Cher 2.0. I wonder if Cher lets her raid her closet. But it doesn't matter how Zendaya reinvents herself. To me, she's always going to end up looking like this. Moving on, here's the look on a barista's face when she expects a 125% tip from microwaving your sandwich. Tipping is getting out of hand. They're even asking me to tip at Walmart when I use self-checkouts. Tipping culture is keeping many people from even going out these days. The proof is that sales at Starbucks are cratering. This one looks like she needs your tip so that she can order some Uber Eats. Now many machines also have a minimum tip amount. Here's my tip. Pay with exact cash and carry a change purse and watch them lose their minds. Number 21, Jonathan told a group of teens that when he was their age, he had to pay 10 cents per text message, and now they think he's a liar. Better yet, mention that we used to use payphones, and that we were lucky enough to even own a pager, let alone a cell phone. We didn't just pay to send messages. We also had to pay to receive them. I got my first phone plan for $40 a month back in 2004 with Fido, and it was unlimited talk. That's when I got rid of my landline. Up next, here's the difference between how society expects men to look and what it expects men to accept. The truth is that social media makes the ordinary woman think that she's extraordinary, while making the extraordinary man think that he's average. Looks like today's looks match is a top 20% man with a bottom 20% woman. Someone needs to tell that woman that body positivity won't cure her health issues. And just wait until lumberbots come out and women can't find any men. Most will simply give up and blimp up. Number 23, what the hell happened to Trump over the last 8 years? His new presidential portrait looks like he's piercing the souls of social justice warriors everywhere. But this is intentional. I think everything he does these days is done more for meme potential. These two image sequences have the same energy, and I wouldn't be surprised if Squid Game inspired Trump's new portrait. Here's yet another one. Looks like it's becoming a trend. Moving on, this is probably the only teacher in America that doesn't want to smash one of her students immediately. They matched on a dating app, and she was the one that contacted him. He was pretty direct, telling her he wanted to dick her down, and she got upset. But I'm not buying this. She doesn't look 36 to me. She looks more like 46. When I was in college, this is how a lot of my fellow female students got good grades. This guy could have closed with a little bit more finesse, though. Number 25 and the last one, if you put these four into a cage, which one would win? I'd say the bear because it's 1,500 pounds and has the title of the strongest animal per pound. The bear would kill the rest and then take a nap, especially if there was a grizzly or a polar bear. But I honestly think the snake is going to win because the rest will tear each other apart and the snake will just curl up in the corner and watch. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.